Well, good morning. Praise the Lord, everyone. I just want to thank the Lord for being here, for safe travels, for his protection, and just his love and his devotion to us. I just can't explain. It's just amazing how much he loves us. And I appreciate him for everything. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
I'd just like to thank the Lord for being here this morning. And as Pastor was saying, for his joy, because it take him to be happy. And I just thank him for his joy and for keeping me and my family and my children. Janae hadn't been feeling too good, but I thank the Lord anyway because it wasn't nothing serious, no fevers, just a little runny nose here and there. And I just thank him for that, just for keeping my children, for keeping me, and for the Holy Spirit, and just for watching over us, safe travels. Thank him for my family and for my church. I just thank the Lord for having a place to come where I know that it's right, where, you know, it just another family outside of the good family that I already have. Just the Lord continuously blessing me to be around his people. And I just thank him for that, for this safe haven, because this is it. This is all we have is him. And I just thank him for it because it's just so much. That's all we need. And y'all continue to pray for me as I will pray for y'all. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning, saints. I just like to thank the Lord for as many blessings as it's just too many to count, so I won't even begin to count how much he blesses us and save our souls.
Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I would like to thank and praise the Lord for being here and for everybody and for saving my soul and redeeming me. Last month, I put in an application to transfer to a new position at my job. Okay, last Tuesday, a human resources called me and asked me did I still want the position. I said yes. So they scheduled me for an interview for Wednesday, the very next day. I went out there, did the interview, and then later on that day, my supervisor called me and told me that they want to offer me the position, so they called him. They told him before they told me. So I start Monday, February 9th. And I'd like to. So I'd like to just thank and praise the Lord for shining his light on me and giving me favor. And I'm like, thank you.
Good. Praise the Lord, saints. I'd like to thank and praise the Lord because he is God. And he proves every day that he is God. And when my son told me, he had called and said he got the job. Well, when he said he was going to put in for a different position because it was more pay, and as many of you might know, he's going to get married this year. So he, you know, wanted to do some things. He liked to do things in order. So I had no doubt that God was going to bless him. I know this is our Jubilee year. And when he called me, because he never called me at home, and I called back, and I went wrong. He told me, he said, Mama, I got the job. I said, I know you would. Because God is who he say he is. And I just like to praise God for all this week. He has the ladies that work in my kitchen. One of them does follow Christ, and she was telling me, she said, Gwen, I want to tell you how good God is. And she was telling me how God had brought her daughter through and the things. The child was in just a mess. And I did not know she was in that type of a turmoil with her. The child is grown. But because she has the joy of the Lord as our strength. And she depended on God. She'd come to work singing and all. And when she told me what was going on in her life, I said, that God is good. Because it did not deter her. You know, some people be all tied up and bundled up in things that's going on, the devil pressing them. But not her, not a child of God. God gives us peace. You know, in the midst of a storm, we can just walk on through with our head up because we know who we serve and we know that he's going to give us the courage and the strength to bring us through. So God is really working with her. And I have another young lady that she decided a lot of things are going on in her life. She wants to serve God. And she decided the other day, she said, I want to go where you go. She said, because something going on over there where you at. So we are praying for her. Her name is Angie, and she does need our prayer. But it's just so much. I say, Lord, there's so much we can do. You know, even when you think, just every day, I say, Lord, is it something? Let me say something. Let me be someplace. Just because it really don't take much. It really don't take much because people are seeking something different. They may not know what it is, but they are seeking God. And it's up to us to let our light shine and to bring something to the people. I sang her the song that I sang for y'all last week. And the girl started crying. And my other girl started praising God. And she cried. And we just had us a good time. In the kitchen, I say, well, I guess we better get back to the business of hand of feeding these chillers. We better get everything together. But I just thank God he put me in a situation. I'm in a Catholic school, and they do believe in God. And they're beautiful people. I work with some beautiful people. But I'm thinking, I say, Lord, I know I'm here for a purpose. And you just keep on leading me into where it is, you know. Because we all striving to get there. We all want to get there. We all want to love God. People want to love God. So I just thank God for what he's done for me this week. All the blessings, keeping us safe. And you just can't thank him enough. You just can't thank him enough.
Good morning, Saints. I want to thank the Lord for being here and for his protection. I had to get yet another tooth pulled. It'll be the last one, though. And this time, couldn't nobody make it with me. You know, I'm spoiled. My sisters go with me, my mama, somebody. But the Lord gave me this courage to go ahead on my own. And when I got in there, I felt he was with me. He won't leave me in no time. And I just thank him for that, that he's with me all the time. It's not a day or time and an hour of the day that I can't go to him and count on him. And I just thank him, and I love him, and I give him all the glory and the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Anybody else? Good morning. That is so true. Me and Lori was on our way this morning, and I thought about the mercy of God. And it just filled my soul. I said, Lord, you're just so merciful. Putting up with it, I just thank God for mercy. I thank God for the years I stayed in the world, but he waited. I thank God for that, Lord. I appreciate you, Jesus. So help me sing this little song. Jackie wants me to sing it.
I don't know what you come to do.
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 But I come to shout for joy.
For joy.
I come to shout for joy.
For joy.
I come to lift my hand.
My hand.
I come to lift my hand.
My hand.
I don't know what you come to do.
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 But I come to praise the Lord.
The Lord.
Help me to praise the Lord.
The Lord.
I come to clap my hands.
My hands.
I come to stomp my feet.
My feet.
I don't know what you come to do.
I don't know what you come to do.
I don't come to lift my hand.
My hand.
Help me to lift your hand.
Your hand.
I come to shout for joy.
For joy.
Help me to praise the Lord.
The Lord.
I don't know what you come to do.
I don't know what you come to do.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hello. Hello. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm just glad to be here this morning.
Yeah.
I want to thank the Lord for what he did for me this week. I tried to think about how many times we usually make, me and Dad make that run in a week. And I can't think of we ever been down there twice in a week that I can think of. We always went in the same day. But the Lord blessed us anyway, that we would be able to go and get some fun twice this week. And then, and the Lord, he blessed us very well, too, as I might say so. And so I really appreciate that, what he did for us this week. The week been a good week. He know he have much money, and he made sure I got some this week, and I appreciate that. I sure appreciate that. I really do. Y'all just don't know. It felt good to reach in your pocket and pull out something besides dust. So I'm real thankful for that. So, and I now, amen, and I did pay my tithes. I paid my tithes. I always pay my tithes out my scrap money, you know, and stuff like that. So I'm just glad. I'm just glad. I feel good, and I want to thank him for that and praise him, thank him for our safety from getting here and there and there and here and moving around and enjoying life like he wants us to do, you know. I want to apologize to him, too, for taking so long, because most of my life, I ain't been running around in circles. That's all it was, just in circles. I ain't seen no light. It was darkness. It was darkness, you know. I wake up in the morning, I still got the same problem I had before I went to sleep. I said, wait a minute. So, you know what I did. That didn't do no good. I found out, because the same morning, I did the same thing. But the Lord was with me, though. He said, yeah, go ahead. I'm still with you. Go ahead. Which way you want to go today? Well, I'll try this way. All right, go ahead. And y'all know what happened in the end. It was a place called the Paul Hospital. I'm going to put you in now, son. You're on your way. Then we're really going to work it out. I still got to bring this up because it's just amazing the way, you know, my life has been, you know. I missed out on a lot of good things, you know. I missed out on a lot of good things, all of you, man. And I missed out on a lot of good stuff. I did. But the hospital room, it was something. It just, every time I look up, I just, there he is. He's right there side of TV. You know, I saw him when I wake up in the morning, saw him when I went to sleep for 8 days. But when I went outside, when I got released, went outside, it seemed like the light shined on me. Indeed, it was in front of me, but the light seemed like it was on me.
Yes.
Like I was released from prison. That's what I felt like. Like I just got out of prison. That's what it felt like. And I want to thank the Lord for that. I want to apologize to him for taking so long, you know. But he let me wear out my course, you know, until the course was over with. And so it's all over with now, you know. Now, every morning I wake up, I see a new light, you know. You know, this morning I was seeing it must have been the blood of Jesus. This morning, a long time ago, I wouldn't saw nothing like that. I mean, trying to think of something else, you know, but that's the way things worked out for me, you know, my life. And I'm thankful for seeing that 60 years old and everything go right. This year I see 61 in another 8 months, you know, but I'm thankful to be here. I really am. I really am. Thankful to see my kids, my wife. I want to thank her for being up, taking up for me, being with me all this time. A lot of women would have left me. I'm pretty sure they would have left me. I ain't no doubt about it. They would have been gone a long time ago. You know, but she said, Donald, I'll pray with you. Okay, I'll be back. So, okay, go ahead and say my time is up. I don't hold this mic too long. All right, then. All right. Now, that's all of what I had to say. You know, sometimes, you know, you got to get it out and tell somebody. Y'all are my family. So
come on.
You don't tell nothing to nobody. So, you know, I hear y'all are my family. So, hey, there it is, y'all. All right. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, make you free. Free indeed.
I enjoyed that, Donald. Thank you. I enjoyed all the testimonies. I love them this morning. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody just, I just love them. I'm just got to run. That's all I got to do.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's a wonderful day, isn't it? Man, oh man. Lord's so great, ain't he?
Yes, he is.
Wonderful. That's his name, Mr. Wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, I was getting ready for church this morning. I didn't have this on my mind at all. But I was in there getting ready for church. And I was looking in the mirror and this voice coming in my head. And it was talking to me. Oh, it's the Lord. He said, I'm finna get ready to do something that you're going to find so spectacular. He said, I'm going to prepare this lady in her heart
Jesus.
Can get this house.
Come on, Jesus.
Woo! He said, I'm going to let her put it in her heart and her soul that you're going to get this house. He didn't say nothing about money. But he said, when it comes to the time for y'all to get this house, she's going to have it in her heart to give it to you. My wife been saying that. She said, put it in her heart to let us have this house. And he came to me this morning, and he said, I'm going to put it in her heart to give y'all this house because she tired. She don't want it. And he said, he's going to fix it where we can get it. He didn't say no dollar amount, didn't say no money or nothing. He said, but you're going to get it. So I have no words. I know the Lord is wonderful. He's a great guy. And I know it's going to happen. So I praise him and I thank him. Amen.
God ain't going to put you in something get you out of you. So God going to have to do it. Let's believe it. And I'll be there with it have me.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord with you in the house. Anybody else?
I just thank the Lord for his goodness. I'm thankful for righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Right standing, righteousness. That no matter where you go, you are in right standing. No matter what comes your way, you are in right standing. Joy. That comes no matter, like I said, good times, bad times. It's a joy that people of the world do not understand. How when you have sickness or pain, that you can go through it and still be joyous. Because it's in the Holy Ghost. Peace. That when God tells you something, you no longer have to struggle. Just like he talked to Brother Ronnie. He no longer has to struggle for that. Because when God gives you a word,
right. It
is done. That's a done deal. Isn't it wonderful that we have that? I mean, every testimony this morning talked about righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God he is. Praise God that he can give. I mean, she's right. No words can understand. I can't even think of a word that's great enough. Wonderful enough. But how wonderful he is. How glorious he is. How magnificent he is. How wonderful. I mean, you just got to start him all over again. You know, because he is that great. And that he gives us something that no one can understand. But those that understand him and know him. Because I can talk to you about joy in the Holy Ghost. And you understand what I'm talking about. I can understand you about talk about righteousness. And you know about right standing. And I can talk about the glorious peace of the Lord. That no matter what happens in our lives. we know that he is in control.
That's right.
He's the one that's working it out. He's the one that's right there with us, standing always with us. I just thank the Lord for his goodness. Amen.